Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Video bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com. Audio bandwidth for the GizWiz is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import, now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it free at winamp.com/android.
It's time for the GizWiz with Mads Maddestrider, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 1427, recorded July 30th, 2013. Just shoot me! The GizWiz is brought to you by Tonks Coffee. Tonks offers a bi-weekly subscription sourcing their beans directly from growers. They're roasted and shipped within 24 hours to give you the freshest coffee beans in the world. For a free sample, visit tonks.org/GizWiz. That's tonks.org/GizWiz. And by Bespoke Post. Bespoke Post is a product subscription service for men. Every month, Bespoke Post sends you an exclusive package with products ranging from gadgets to accessories and more. Sign up now at bespokepost.com/twit and receive 20% off the first month of your subscription. That's bespokepost.com/twit. And now, get ready for Dick.
Hello. Welcome. This is a show all about gadgets. If you like gadgets, or you want to know someone who does like gadgets, you should watch The GizWiz.
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and Leo LaPorte on Twit TV. It's time for The GizWiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease,
a nerd pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blowing LEDs. Get ready for The GizWiz now.
Now! The GizWiz is approved for use in 49 out of 50 states. Here comes the throw cab! Oh, my God! Where'd it go? Yeah. Wow.
Snuck right behind you on that one.
The throw cam went all the way.
I was going to say, I've never seen it that far.
Have you been lubricating the throw cam?
Wow.
I've never seen the throw cam go so far, so fast. That's remarkable.
Yeah.
Put graphite on the string.
Amazing. It's still.
And now it's just dangling.
Is there an earthquake there or is that the troll cam?
You know, somebody did point out, I didn't know this, but apparently there's a guy named David Letterman that has been doing a thrill cam.
What?
Yeah, so we're going to name this now the Carlos Danger cam. How do you like that?
That's better.
Much better,
that's
huh?
Better. Yeah.
Hello, Dick.
Leo, how are you, pal?
I am great.
Good.
I watched the show for the first time this week.
Which show?
The GizWiz.
Oh, did you? Good.
Yes. This is a funny show.
Oh, it's a lot of fun. Crazy stuff.
But wait a minute. You're not in the same room with me. You're somewhere else?
No, I'm in the same room, but I'm just in back of the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm in back. All right. We've been pulling this off. People think I'm in New York and you're in Petaluma. And we're both in Bermuda.
We're in Bermuda. Exactly.
It's a tax thing.
Yeah. We're in the triangle.
Yes, exactly.
So, I have a very interesting gadget today. It's a fitness gadget, and you know that I am, well, it's pretty obvious if you look at me, quite the fitness buff. And,
oops.
Do you do that just because you're, does that mean I'm going to go to
hell? I'm not sure that was intentional.
You have an amazing
Jason just set me on fire.
Way to burn fat. I just saw that happen.
Yeah, I'm literally burning fat.
You ate that soup, and already the calories just went away. Well, I have a special guest in the studio, Leo.
I see Cassandra sitting behind you.
Cassandra, and we have a new addition to the Wunderland DiBartolo family.
Is that the thing that is in Cassandra's lap there? What is it?
Yes, right. This is Charlie.
Charlie. Is he a tuna fish?
A sheltered dog that Dennis adopted on Saturday.
Oh, congratulations. So is this your second?
This is our second. So now Fairway has a friend.
This is what happens. You get married and all of a sudden you start having children.
Yeah.
That's what's happening. Oh, he is the cutest little thing.
Yeah. He's a great.
You know, we
great.
Do a contest here in Petaluma every year called the Ugliest Dog Contest.
We're not putting him in the Ugly Dog Contest. No. He said, I want to go back in Cassandra's lap.
Is he a full grown?
No, he's 9 months.
Oh, he's a little guy. Little guy. That's very cute. He's adorable, adorable dog. And he seems very chill, as they say.
Yes, no, he's great. He just loves laying in people's laps. He likes.
So do I. Things. We have so much in common.
And you know what? He eats off the floor, and I was going to say, you don't. But then I remember at the party.
I want to introduce him to Ozzy. Here, let's put here. We're going to put Ozzy, who is also looking a little scruffy right now. Look how big Ozzy's ears have gotten.
They are enormous. You know, I think you could get Dish TV on that.
I think we could. So, should we just say hi to Charlie?
You want to hold
I like how Dennis held his crotch to avoid any exposure.
Yes, exactly.
Surprising.
I'm changing the monitor so they can. There you go. Now they can talk. Yeah.
I'll say, Ozzy, there's Charlie. Hi, Charlie. Oh. Hi, Ozzy. Hi. Ozzy's actually looking at him. Ozzy is, oh, my God. He's actually looking. Oh, now he's looking at Myra. That's Myra. Okay, right. Kiss Myra. Okay, now go over here and kiss Charlie. Oh, yeah. That's exciting. That's one excited dog.
Yeah, right.
Basically.
Myra, don't eat Charlie's food.
He just looks wherever I point him.
Right. He is a riot. His ears.
He really is like a satellite.
You know, you could do a canine version of the flying nun. And use Ozzy as the lead.
Ozzy, we should mention, is a papillon dog, which is French for butterfly. And now you know when you see the ears why they call them that. Well, that is two chill dogs, I got to say.
That's great. That's quite
amazing. What are we, going to do pet gadgets for the day?
No, we're going to do regular gadgets. And I have one that I think is really neat, kind of unique. And this is a little guy here.
It says the stand hub.
Right. Well, it goes into our products with impossibly long name categories because the official name is the micro USB OTG 3-port hub with smartphone stand.
I want one. I don't even know what it does, and I want it.
I know. So, Leo, this is really neat. So you plug it into the – there's a list of the phones that it's compatible with.
No, it'll work with.
With
any OTG probably, which means most of the Samsungs. And
Works with the Samsung 3 and 4. Cassandra tried it on the Galaxy 2, and it didn't work. But as soon as you plug it into the micro USB, you then have three USB ports – which the phone recognizes immediately.
Oh, so my goodness.
Yesterday, I got it just 2 days ago. So yesterday, I plugged in a flash drive and a keyboard. I could use the keyboard to type emails. I read all the files off the USB flash drive. There's another port you can add a USB mouse if you want to. Now, the stand part is kind of clever because there's a slot in it. So you can stand your phone horizontally. You can stand it vertically. And the best news, it's $10.
Now, so it's a USB hub that will work with a phone that supports USB. It's called OTG or on the go, which is kind of an unusual USB that allows you to treat it as an incoming USB port as well as an outgoing and charging port. But does it have... Is it powered? Do you plug it into the wall at all?
No, it's not powered at all. It's powered by the phone.
Okay. So that means that you wouldn't be able to do stuff that drew power. You wouldn't put a hard drive on there or something like that.
I know that now.
Yeah. No. But a USB key might work. A mouse or a keyboard might work. Wow,
absolutely.
That is cool.
I had a little USB key and I put it in. All the files instantly came up.
And it works fine to hold the phone up.
Yes, it's
pretty
really
sturdy.
Does. It's very clever. Wow. And, you know, it can certainly just slip in a pocket. It's great fun.
Caffeine-free Dave's asking if it'll work with the new Nexus 7. And Nexus 7 does support OTG. I don't know if the standard work. This is a little bit heavier than a smartphone, but it would fit into that slot.
We will tell
Let's
you, Leo.
Let's try it because Myra
Cassandra,
has one. Or Cassandra does. All right.
Cassandra has a Nexus 7.
How do you like that, Cassandra? Isn't that awesome?
The old one.
Yeah, they're still awesome.
That's okay.
The updates are coming out to make that 4.3, and it makes a big difference in performance, by the way.
You know, let me just hang on, Myra. I'm going to try something. I'm going to just slide this out so I can hold this
oh,
up.
Oh, no. Myra's going to kill you. You're taking away the Myra cam?
Yeah,
oh.
No, no.
Look
so
at
there
that.
You go. There.
Oh, dude.
Let's see if it can do it this way.
No, I don't know. You shouldn't. Oh,
you know what?
It does.
It can.
What? Cassandra, I like your wallpaper. Is that Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
That's awesome. This is it. But your clock's really off. It's not 5:42. That's crazy talk.
Oh. Yeah, exactly.
Hey. Ooh. Cassandra's Nexus. It's really, really cool. Ooh. Cassandra's Nexus. You can stand it on its edge of forward. Ooh. 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 Ooh.
Ooh. And... this was the dumbest thing about the Times review, is it said they often wander off topic. And I just, what are they talking about? We are riveted to whatever.
We are like a train on a track.
Exactly.
Except for that
exactly.
one in Spain. But we're like
a
other
windy,
trains.
Wacky track, but it's a track.
So where can I, is this on Amazon?
You know what? It's at usb.brando.com.
Oh, it's Brando's. Okay.
Yeah, Brando makes a lot of little kitschy gadgets. And I actually think they're based in Hong Kong. It took like 2 weeks to get it. But as I said, just $10.
It's not Marlon Brando. It's Nang Chi Brando. Yeah. His brother.
His
so,
brother?
Yeah.
USB.
What, $10? Now, where did you buy it from?
From their website.
USB.brando.com. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. Look at that. Micro USB, the smart stand, on-the-go function, which is really, on-the-go is very cool. That is very cool. Wow.
Yeah. Great.
All right. I'm buying one.
Okay. Good.
Yes, good. Sir. I'm taking that home.
All right. Now we're going to see if you're going to buy the next gadget.
Yo, so this could be. We're on our way to another, and this happens maybe once every week. I will buy everything that Dick talks about. I will buy.
Okay, well, we'll watch the video, and then you'll tell me your decision.
Okay.
It's an ice cream.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, there's a tab open that's playing stuff, and it has something to do with ice cream.
It's an ice cream maker!
Good thing this video does as well. Here we go.
All right, let's see.
Hey, Dick DiMartolo, Maz Maddest Writer, and the GizWiz with another one-take theater here on Twit. You heard of Ben and Jerry?
Yeah.
Forget Ben and Jerry. Get ready for Dick and Dennis.
Dick and Dennis.
I've gotten several emails saying, my kids are driving me crazy. Ice cream magic makes ice cream in 3 minutes.
No,
would you please try it for us? So this
but
is ice cream
nitrogen?
Magic. And as you can see, it says as seen on TV. Mm. And when you see that as seen on
that's
TV,
a seal of quality.
That's like a government
yep.
agency.
Yep.
has said that that is really a great product or a piece of crap. It's a range that they put the items
did,
in.
Do you have one already?
Where in the range?
No.
Piece of
do we
crap.
Have that?
Oh, okay.
No.
Okay.
Okay.
You may. I don't know.
Okay. So ice cream magic, where I got it here. And remove the cover. And lift out the freezing bowl. Okay, so we're going to make... this is a fair amount of ice cream. So we take the lid off. We take
is that a
this,
tippy cup? I think it's a tippy
off,
cup.
And we take... is this... wait a minute. This is the freezing bowl? Let me look. Oh, my
yes.
gosh.
How much ice cream?
I guess we're not going to make a pint...
Yeah, you have to make
okay,
ice cream
well,
31
anyway.
Times.
Right, so take the cover off, put ice, and they like crushed ice, okay? Dennis actually crushed the ice, and you put ice in.
Just as he crushed my
and it
hopes.
Not too much ice, so we have to take some ice out. There's a little exactly. fill line at the bottom, okay? So we have the ice, crushed ice, down to the fill
now,
line.
Now, do you know that... the
now,
chemical
fill the, ice
well,
cream,
the chemical composition of ice
tablespoons
no
of table salt
how about of cream
I'm gonna tell
of
you,
why you have
Amazon,
why
it, the salt
all ice cream makers
have
required.
Salt yes I do know why that is but go ahead and I'll let you finish
several people said
okay
4 tablespoons is too much just use 2 so we'll
they
use
asked
two.
For 4 but yeah. most people or several people
and
on
more
Amazon
is better
said, just two.
And then I believe
the ice, the salt brings the temperature of the ice even lower than 32 degrees.
Four tablespoons
of water that the same person
and then
said
the water dissolves
it up.
The salt.
It should be cold water. Yeah.
So that's why you need the water.
Very cold speeds water. I bet you didn't know Tropicana made water. Yeah. We
it's
recycle
clear orange
here.
Juice.
So this is one.
Yes, exactly.
And
it's
two.
Flavor-free
right,
orange.
So
yes.
The...
No more of that.
None of the
annoying
bowl,
orange
none
flavor.
Of the vitamins.
So in the bowl, we put they keep stressing cold. So we've kept the cream in the refrigerator.
So you need heavy whipping cream.
Heavy whipped cream.
Whipping cream, it should be.
And then we're making vanilla.
Oh, screw the ice cream. Let's just drink that.
You know, I like vanilla, so I'm just gonna. Do a spritz.
We have the we have this essentially, but it's a larger. That's the thing that we the softy maker that we had.
Yeah, Dennis. Yes. Oh, okay. Did you put ice and salt in that?
No, you don't need the salt. You freeze it. But it's a larger.
I believe what we did is we put ice cream in it.
Yeah, I find that salt and ice don't make the best ice cream, unless you're making salty ice cream.
Okay.
Sugar, but I think I can just.
So I'm just showing people exactly.
Okay.
What a drag this is to make. Three ounces.
One tablespoon of
sugar. Ice cream.
I like sweet ice cream. Do that. Okay, everything has to be mixed separately, but you get this.
You know, also, Jason, I don't know if while this is playing, you can go through the commercial. Because in the commercial, they show the person opening the lid, and there is a full scoop of ice cream in it. Well, since the lid is on there flat, how that could... Obviously, they're doing a little bit of fibbing in the... ice magic commercial,
fresh strawberries.
Which is hard to believe that someone would do that on television, but I think they are.
I think that's
all right. So after you mix that up, you pour it in.
Goes in the mixing bowl. I guess I should put.
I can't get that other video to play.
Okay.
Oh, you can't get it. Oh, it's funny because only when you go there, it just doesn't stop playing.
Yeah, exactly.
And the mixing bowl.
Yeah, that's what happened to me in the browser.
And then the cover has to lock on. And then this has to lock on. And all right, let's just make sure. Whoop.
Anyway, so this part of the thing didn't.
I am not liking this.
I just take that plastic thing, eat that.
I'm going to hold the cover on.
That looks good.
Yes, right.
Okay, so now
you're about to
see go over to the clock. We're not going to keep you here for the whole time. But this has to be done for 3 straight minutes.
Thank God we've invented 7-Eleven. That's all I can say.
While we're mixing, and then we'll cut away. Okay, so Ice Cream Magic.
It makes a spoonful of ice cream.
Is on Amazon. I bought it. It was $12.59. And it was Amazon
This is good,
Prime,
Jason.
So I got it.
Make ice cream. Just like these crazy children, it helps if you're hyperactive and you don't really like ice cream.
Look at them.
They just get right to it, don't they?
Put Jimmy's on it.
People are doing
low fat, sugar free. If you don't put any sugar in or fat,
in an ice mix. It was very weird.
You probably do burn
anyway,
more calories.
We're going to see exactly what's happening. I don't know why.
I think I'm going crazy right now. Is this real life?
Look at this.
And now pour vodka in it.
Actually, you come back in 2 minutes, and I'll be here.
You have to do that for 2 minutes?
Three.
Oh, that's why I don't like making ice cream with a hand crank, too. Same thing.
Okay.
Just crank.
Start to look
like Popeye.
And you hear the timer just go off? Okay. Get ready for ice cream.
It's ice cream-alicious.
Magic. Well, we know that we kept the lid on good because...
Wow, you can't...
Oh,
you froze on.
The bowl came out.
Oh,
this is nice and frosty.
The bottom of the bowl was really cold.
Yeah, it gets it down the ice. The salt in the ice gets the freezing temperature water down about...
Magic.
Yum.
Yummy. About 30 degrees lower because of the salt.
They just showed you can make strawberry, and it's a big mound of strawberry. How could that possibly
be bad?
Yeah. I mean, it's cold, heavy whipping cream. Nothing wrong with that.
I have a secret for you.
Think of it as a milkshake.
A lot of people had every kind of secret for ice cream.
Did you really shake it for 3 minutes?
Absolutely.
To freeze everything in the freezer.
We just did a little cut
to
there.
To wrap this in ice.
So it didn't look like this?
To use less sugar, more sugar.
That's what I was going to say. They went to Baskin and Robbins.
Didn't look like that.
They got some ice cream. They scooped it into that thing. Take a picture now.
Take this.
Do they have does it have like those weasel words like serving suggestion at the bottom?
No, they don't. They didn't.
My suggestion? Get some Ben and Jerry's. There you go. That's what Dick's doing.
Yeah. There you go.
And then you don't need the vanilla. You don't need the cream. You just put this in there.
All right, I'm not buying this, Dick. You've just broken your string.
But before you call them in, you have to do one other thing. You still need the
water.
What you do,
you send the kids out. This is my tip. You take the water. See, the water, and you just put the water on your forehead.
When they come in,
and then you call the kids back in.
Kids. 8 minutes.
I shook.
But take a look.
It took longer to make this ice cream than to deliver you, kids.
I made banana split ice cream. I went a little bit out. Okay.
Are you sure Charlie didn't make that?
There you go. That's Dick and Dennis's ice cream magic recipe. But this is what it looks like. And as I said, you know what?
What?
The kids will probably like it.
No, they won't.
But they
don't think so.
No, because they'll be pissed off because they won't be getting actual ice cream.
That. It took four or 5 minutes to make it, and it took the kid 40 seconds to eat it. Anyway, Dick DeBartolo, Mads, Maddest Rider, and the Gizwiz.
You can buy a party
new
pack.
Business, Dick and Dennis.
Well, that would be fun. Keep shaking, children. Mom, where's the ice cream? It's in here, you dim bulb. My God. Mommy.
Mom, you know how hard it is to buy ice cream?
Jerry Pete and the ice cream again.
Oh, God. Anyway, so you're not buying that. No. Oh, wait a minute. The third item.
I did. Wait a minute. Just to make this work, though, I did buy two of the USB to go things.
Okay.
Oh, you did already? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I bought two of them.
Okay.
Well, one for home, one for work, you know?
Yeah, okay. Well, this gadget you don't have to buy because I talked to you about it on the radio.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
And they're going to send us 1,000 of them.
And you bought it before.
I did buy it.
Yes. Did it come yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll describe what it is. Okay. So there are pyramids. You know about them.
Mm-hmm.
But this is called Powermid. The Powermid Power Center.
We were going to put this in the conference room.
Yes. This is perfect for conference rooms because it has six AC grounded outlets.
Mm-hmm.
It has two 2.1 amp charging units.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in black or white. It has a circuit breaker with an LED symbol, LED light at the top of the unit.
Mm-hmm.
Built-in surge protection.
Yeah.
For some reason, some descriptions say a 4-foot cord, but it is a 6-foot, 3-prong power cord. And it's on Amazon, and it's I paid $22.70. It looks like it came down in price. It's $22.06. So the company is Xcel, and the device is called the Powermid, spelled strangely, P-O-W-R-A.
Powermid.
Powermid. You know why? Because X10 makes something called the Powermid. That is a X10 device.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not the same thing. It's like a X10 transmitter.
Oh, okay, okay. So
it's really the Powermid.
Powermid?
Powermid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like my pronunciation better. Something like pyramid.
Powermid.
But, you know, I live in Brooklyn where, fortunately, this is a little-known fact, Leo.
Yeah.
Rules of grammar are not in effect in Brooklyn. Everybody laughs. Everybody laughs. But if you look at the Bay Ridge Charter, you will find that is indeed the truth.
You know what else is in the Bay Ridge Charter?
What?
You got to have a great cup of coffee in the morning.
You know what? You talked about it. I bought that.
Did you buy the Tonks?
I bought the Tonks.
I love the Tonks. Every morning I start my day with a Tonks. We're talking about the best coffee in the world. Tonks, a little company in Southern California, made up of coffee connoisseurs, guys who love coffee. They're really coffee enthusiasts. And what they do is they go around the world following the sun. Because, you know, coffee has to grow in a certain season, just like a lot of things. And so the seasons change, and so they will go to different parts of the world. We just got our Guatemala beans. They were fabulous. All over the world, they're single-source, single-farm beans. They bring them back to their Tonks Roastery in Southern California, where they roast them and then ship them within 24 hours to get them to you within 72 hours, which is exactly, as it turns out, the right length of time between roasting and grinding the perfect bean. Now, I would recommend the coffee maker that you taught me all about, Dick, the Aereo, the AeroPress. I love that.
AeroPress is great, yep.
The AeroPress from Aerobee, the folks who make the Frisbee.
Yes.
But coffee connoisseurs everywhere are just flocking to this. But you can see they made that with a Chemex. I would say it's for a drip. It's not a dark, dark grind. So it's less of an espresso grind. Less of an espresso. It's more of a drip roast. But it is a great way to be introduced to coffee. Here's my cup of Tonks. He started grinding it at the beginning of the commercial. By the time the commercial was over, I have a delicious fresh cup. Let me just taste this. These are the Guatemalans. Oh, no. Oh, this is what we had last week, the Kenyas. The Kamwangi from Kirinyaga, Kenya. Best coffee in the world, I think. But this is the point. You've got coffee connoisseurs designing, picking a bean just for you at its peak of freshness, roasting it, getting it to you within 72 hours, and then and twice a month you get these shipments. Mmm. Wow. That is really good. You want some? You can come have some. Homebrewed coffee, better than your cafe. People sometimes say, oh, well, I don't want to spend that much for coffee. Fine, go ahead, drink your U-Ban. I don't care. But if you really want to know about great coffee, or if you have somebody in your family or somebody that you like who really loves coffee, it's $12 for a half sec, $19 for the standard. I, of course, got the 24-ounce, $34 a sack. Every other week, 24 ounces of the best coffee you ever had. T-O-N-X. You know what? You don't have to take my word for it. They will send you a free sample. So just start with that. TONX.org/GizWiz. Just get your free sample. They won't bug you. You don't get a lot of emails or that no salesman will call. Here's your coffee now. Would you like to buy? No, that doesn't happen. You just get a great sampler. You can see if you like it. And I'm telling you, you're going to love it. TONX.org. Are you taking my coffee? She's taking my coffee. No, wait a minute. Just one more sip. Come here. We share our coffee. Coffee hand.
Nice.
Little coffee hand.
Nice.
Comes in, takes my coffee. I love it. And by the way, if you go to the website, lots of information on brewing methods, equipment, and everything, and great videos. It will make you a coffee connoisseur. Tonks, TONX.org/GizWiz. All right, Dick. I told you I'm a fitness buff.
Yeah. Yes.
Don't laugh. I have in my home.
No, listen, Leo, who bought your first fitness calendar with you in the... Yes, exactly. Me. Yes. That was July.
I'm burning the fat right now.
Burning. Wow. I saw more of it leave your body. There must be rings all over that studio of grease.
And smoke. Just little charred bits of fat. I took my car out of my garage.
That's a good first step.
And replaced it with fitness equipment. I have barbells, dumbbells, stationary bike, stationary rower, Pilates equipment. I've got a thing called an exo chair that is really a torture device for getting in shape. And every single day I go in there, I open the door, I look at it and go, not today. Let's have another cup of Tonks.
Yeah. You say, you know, I should have left room for me to get in there. That's just all equipment.
It's just full of equipment. But,
yes,
but I
yes.
have found the ultimate fitness device. Do you ever do any running? Dick, you seem like you might be a runner.
You know what? I am a walker. I walk very fast, but I am not a runner. Well, I sometimes run out to gym, maybe just a couple miles.
Let's take a look. This is the SKLZ or Skills Speed Shoot.
So the idea is...
I need this.
Yeah, I'm such a powerful runner that it's no longer enough for me just to sprint down the sidewalk. I need to have a parachute, just like the Batmobile. You know when the Batmobile wants to stop, the parachute comes out? This doesn't stop me, no. In fact, let's take a look. We went out to a local park. And I had, of course, a little warm-up, because you got to never run unless you're loose.
No, absolutely.
So I'm getting loose. Okay.
Is that an ambulance in the corner standing by?
All right, here it is, Dick. The Skills Speed Shoot. Increased speed, power, and acceleration. I'm not sure how it's going to do that because it's going to slow me down, I believe. Let me get it on. Comes as its own. Fine.
Well, a lot of breath from the warm-up.
Bag made out of, interestingly enough, parachute material. Wow. So I'm sure this will be easy to set up. There's got to be somewhere here.
You need help?
You're going to be a dead man.
This is the workout right
simple.
Here.
No, but I mean, this clips onto something.
You're going to have to warm up again.
I'm tightening as I'm doing this.
I know, but I got to figure out where this is going to go. Oh, here it is. Okay, good. Here it is. Got it. Okay. There. Parachute, clip, and then this... Does this go just around my stomach, huh? Straight around there like that. Can I get a seatbelt extender over here? Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. They have a... there's a little extra... God!
Oh. Okay. Suck it in.
That's a good look.
That's good.
The key is, I'm guessing, to run into the wind. That's quite... Butterscotch. All right, I'm going to try it. Let me just run this way. Okay.
This is good.
It really does. It slows you down.
You should have put a couple of bricks in there at least.
Okay. Well... Like, apparently, you have to get a minimum speed up. Is there anything? Say anything about that? Like, what do I have to run 30 miles an hour? Okay, I'm gonna go back here. We're gonna launch the quadcopter.
Yeah, we got an aerial shot of this here.
Here we go.
You're making that ice cream?
My pants fell off. It's
your pants did fall off. Oh my god.
Okay. Right into the wind.
It's behind you.
Okay, you try. Here. All right, so.
All right, we got a younger person.
So we put a young, fit person in it. We're going to tighten it up. Okay.
This guy, Jeff Needles.
Run!
This is much more my speed. I'll be his coach.
That's cool.
Think of me as.
There you go. Look at that. Oh, man. That guy is strong. Run more,
you know,
Jeff.
I don't understand. Is this the end resistance?
You can do it.
I feel like Burgess Meredith here.
From Philadelphia. I've never seen Rocky.
Never seen Rocky.
Even he couldn't do it for more than
awesome.
A couple of
I
lengths.
Love that.
There's the quad. Goodbye, quadcopter. I tried to get Glenn Rubenstein to do it. Come back, quadcopter. What?
Onto something. You put this on me first?
God. Oh.
Okay. Wow.
There you go.
Wow. You know what, Leo? They may want that for their TV ad. So I would be ready to sign a contract.
I just want to say one thing. Anthony Nielsen, who did a wonderful job editing that, added a lot of panting and heavy breathing. None at all? Okay. Wow. No, you got to. Okay. It became apparent quickly upon use that you have to maintain like 6 or 7 miles an hour. Right, Jeff? I'm not wrong. About 6 miles an hour, at least, to get the wind to come out, unless it's wind on a windy day. And even then, it doesn't add that much drag. You used it on the Golden Gate Bridge? Do not use it on the Golden Gate. You may end up in the water. But at least you go down slow. No, it doesn't add... It doesn't add a lot of drag. You look at the guy, he looks, you know, it doesn't, did that how it looked to you?
Close.
Yeah. No. I'm out of breath just watching that.
For about a second.
Anyway.
What does that thing cost?
It's like $40, $50, I don't know, no, $30? $25. It's not expensive, so that's good news. It doesn't work, but on the other hand, it's not very expensive.
Yeah, okay.
54-inch chute. It says 15 to 30 pounds, depending on user and your speed. I guess the faster you run, the more resistance you'd get. No, it's $20, so it's not very expensive.
Oh, $20, yeah. That's okay.
And the thing that Jeff was so excited about is it has a 360-degree rotation belt. I'm not sure why he was excited about that. Apparently, that means you can spin around... With the parachute on, the parachute will stay still, but the buckle will slide all the way around. So you can go do this.
Wow, yeah, that's very hard to find.
I don't know why that... What? So you can go around the track. And the parachute will adjust like a weather vane as you're going. I don't know.
Yeah, but what if there are 10 of you running with these?
This is... Yeah, no, I can't really recommend this, but I'm glad we gave it a try. And I could tell you can tell I'm much fitter now than before we started.
I think you'd be better off running and just dragging the 3-minute ice cream magic. Yeah, there you go.
The skills speed shoot. And I swear to God, Jeff Needles is trying to kill me. It's his goal that before he goes back to school in a month, that Leo has a fatal heart attack. All right.
That's good. That was a funny video. That was great.
We had a lot of fun.
That's good.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you also to our quadcopter camera operator, John Slamina.
Yes. Nice.
Isn't that cool?
Nice.
Yeah.
Quadcopter and thrill cam operator. So, you know, he's pushing the limits.
He's up there on the ladder right now just waiting to drop it. By the way, Dr. Mom pointed out that next week we'll be doing the portable defibrillator. So,
with a live demo.
Well, I'll run around with a parachute for an hour and then you can defib me. It'll be great.
I think seven minutes will be all going.
Thank you, Darth Needles. Our show today. Before we get to let's do the gadget warehouse, and then we'll get to our seconds. But we have two sponsors, Dick.
Whoa,
unbelievable! Yeah,
it's a first.
But first, ladies and gentlemen, strap on your parachute because it's time to run down Broadway. Hang a left at Fifth Avenue, a right at Eighth Avenue. The Avenue of the Americas comes next, and then before you know it, you'll be huffing and puffing your way into Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Am I looking more and more like that Star Wars kid?
Luke?
I need to get a fake lightsaber.
Oh, no, you have your lightsaber icicle pop thing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They just melted. Freeze a big one.
What do you got for the gadget?
Oh, what I have is...
You talking about this guy?
That kid. I think I'm looking more like him.
He needs a parachute to slow him down.
He's too fast. Man, is he good.
All right, so we're doing a little bit of a cheat because we have a great viewer's video.
Okay.
So this is, even though I'll read the letter, this is his favorite gadget now.
Yes.
But my guess is in about a year, it will be in his gadget warehouse. So here's his letter. I'm submitting a little video about my favorite gadget. Must be overseas because favorite is F-A-V-O-U-R-I-T-E.
Mm, he's a Britisher.
It's my Soladoodle 2 3D printer.
Ooh.
In the video, I'll describe the process of making a raised version of the Twit logo.
What?
In ABS plastic. I forgot to mention that the entire process takes 35 minutes, but I did it in time-lapse photography. Thanks, guys, for the GizWiz and all the shows on Twit. Some of the best viewing on any screen these days. Signed, Blair Veazey. Oh, Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Canada.
Oh, yes, PEI.
So, Blair, here is your favorite gadget, a future warehouse pick.
Hi, Dick. Hi, Leo. I'm Blair from Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island, Canada. Welcome to my Nerd Cave. Sending you a video about my favorite gadget of all time. I'm a big fan of the GizWiz and Tech TV, and of both of your work from years gone by. So I'm going to show you my favorite gadget and give you a little demonstration of how it can be used. So hope you enjoy it. Here we go. So this is my favorite gadget of all time. It's a Soladoodle 2.
That's nice.
3D printer. I bought it not quite a year ago, and I've had a lot of fun since then, getting to know how it works, how 3D printing works, and making a few odds and ends as well.
That is very
so
cool.
So I thought I'd take you through my workflow really quickly and give you a little demonstration of how it works. So the first piece of software I'm going to use is called Blender. It's an open source 3D modeling program, and I've pulled in a vector image file of the Twit logo that I found with Google. And the image file consists of three pads. There's one for the background, one for the main part of the Twit logo, and one for the red dot. So I'm going to separate those, pull the logo pieces up,
3D-ifying.
And convert them from a path, as they are now, into a mesh.
Well, you have to know a lot about software.
Blender is hard to use. It's free, though, which is really cool.
See, oh, okay. There now we've got an object with three dimensions for the logo. Going to do the same thing with the background, and it's now got some depth to it as well, and then I'm just going to plunk the two of those together.
Blender.nl.
So now I can export from Blender a 3D modeling file, an STL file for stereolithography, and feed it into this program, which is called Repetier Host. It's another open source piece of software that's used to drive 3D printers. And the first thing I have to do is slice it. And slicing is a process that takes that model and determines the path that the 3D printer nozzle will take in order to recreate that model in three dimensions. And slicing takes a couple of minutes.
Well, you really
now,
do have
the
to
slicing
be.
Is done.
Yeah, when I was at the 3D printer thing, the guy said it is intensive.
Yeah. Well, you know, so you're basically giving this 3D file to the printer, and it's going to act on your commands. You know, this looks like fun. I think we should get one of these. Look at that. And this is...
Whoa.
Hey.
This is faster than the... that's amazing. We should put a parachute on that. Wow. Benny Hill's going to really
get some money out of this show.
He's making strawberry ice cream.
Oh.
With print magic.
That is so freaking cool.
So the last few details of the logo are being finished up here now. It's printing with a spool of red ABS plastic. The plastic is deposited on top of a print bed, which is heated. And the first sort of layer that you see there that's a little wider than the object itself is called a raft. And that's printed in such a way as to help the object adhere to that print bed. Otherwise, it can start to shift around.
Oh, yeah, you don't want to
in the early stages of the printing. So it's all done. We can peel it off here. And we have one three-dimensional Twit logo thingy.
Wow! That is really neat.
Wow.
So what was the name of this? So that's I'm familiar with the MakerBot, of course, pre-Pedasus.
This Solidoodle 2.
Now, somebody made this once for me. This is with probably a more professional industrial 3D printer. Same idea, though. They took the logo and extruded it and made a 3D object out of it. And this isn't made out of plastic. I think this is cornstarch, I would guess. There are a variety of different materials you can make these with. Wow, that is really cool.
So that was from Blair VZ. And Blair, there's something new on the GizWiz for about 2 months now. If you submit a video and we play it, you get crap in return.
He looked pretty fit. We should send him first. Let's send him a disclaimer form so he can't sue us.
Yes, yes.
Then we'll send him maybe the running parachute or the Oreo cookie dipper. It's that or the dipper, one or the other.
Yeah, well, if he's in Canada, it's cheaper to send the dipper.
Yeah, in fact.
Right. But we're still looking for videos like Blair. You can do My Favorite Gadget. You can do I Bought a Piece of Crap. I Invented Something. Or we love videos when you find a gadget that you know, it's old, but you can't part with it. So just make a little 2 to 3 minute video, post it on YouTube, send the link to gizwiz@twit.tv. If we show your video, you get fame, no fortune, and lots of crap, or some crap. So think about sending it to us so we can add it to this very elegant, informative, I guess, record-breaking kind of show.
The Solidoodle printer, just a couple of points. The Solidoodle printer is at solidoodle.com, 1D.
And, it's got to be a lot of money, right?
It starts at $500. The current generation is about $800, which is about a third of what a MakerBot costs. So that is very, very price competitive. That's fascinating. Now, you don't have to be a Blender expert or 3D software expert because there are sites where you can download pre-made 3D models. But I tell you, that's got to be part of the fun of it is taking something two-dimensional, extruding it, making it three-dimensional. Blender's available for free. As I mentioned, from blender.org, that is a really great bit of software that everybody should have. And one more programming note, that guy was from Prince Edward Island. That's where Amber MacArthur is from.
Oh!
She was born in Charlottetown. Well, maybe not born, but she grew up there.
Nice. So,
I bet he knows her because it's a small island. Only about 5 people.
Oh, they probably do know each other.
Did that not intrigue you? Did that make you want to kind of find out more about 3D printing?
Well, you know what? I went, as I said, the 3D printing show. It really is. It is fascinating to see stuff starting to build up. And when I had a tour of they're out of business now, a tour of Wild Planet, they had just got their first in-house 3D printer. And to be able to make mock-ups without – these doesn't send everything overseas.
Yes, right.
They said, Dick, it's unbelievable. It comes out. We play with it. We go, the corner should be this way, that way. They put it back in. They change the software, and they make another one. You know what? I would say put me in the yes column for getting one for the Brick Twit House.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what, Leo? A plastic life-size Jeff Needles.
We got to have something to replace him, and that's probably just as exciting.
Stand in the corner.
Yeah, we just leave him there. Every once in a while, he can needle me. Be good.
Yes, exactly.
I'm very intrigued. Shannon Morse wanted to do a 3D printer show. I don't know if there is enough material to do a 3D printer show every week. I don't know, but I would love to know more about that. It looks really neat.
Yes.
So thank you for that video. That was great.
Yeah, super.
You know what I got in the mail the other day? I got my bespoke post. Everybody should go right now, bespokeposts.com/twit for your box of awesome. If you've got a man in your life, somebody who perhaps would like a monthly gift, you can just get one. You know, they're $45 for a box, but you can also get a subscription. And every month they'll get their box of awesome from Bespoke Post. I don't know what's in this one. Let's open it up, shall we? Imagine the fun Christmas morning when you, and every month could be Christmas morning, when you open your Bespoke Post box. Oh, this is the barbecue kit. So what these are is the curated gifts. So the idea is they get together a bunch of stuff in a category that one time it was like socks. Actually, it wasn't just socks. It was
I got the shoeshine kit.
Shoeshine kit was awesome.
Yeah.
Loved that. So this is for barbecuers, perfect for the summer. Here's a special pepper. These are hand-harvested, single-estate, sun-dried peppercorns. Wow, that's cool. By the way, you get a card in here that describes everything and what it is and all this. This is their cue kit. Now, you have a chance every month to see what's going to be in the kit and skip it, just like Book of the Month Club, or pick another one because they usually have several. Here's some spices. By the way, I used the rub from Whole Spice. This has three or four rubs in it. I used one on a chicken the other day, and it was unbelievable. Grilled it on my big green egg. Which one was it? It wasn't the chimichurri, the maraca harissa. It was the chipotle and honey rub. Boy, put that on a best chicken you ever had. And then also, this is all in one kit. And I guarantee everything in the kit will be worth more than the price you paid for it. So that's kind of cool. And we're going to give you a 20% off your first box. So you're going to really have fun at bespokepost.com/tweet. It's called Bespoke Post, okay? And these are, have you ever used these, Jason, or Dick? These are grilling boards. So you soak them, and then you grill fish on this. It'd be great for like a salmon or a bass or something.
You soak them in water?
Yeah, and you put them in. It kind of gives flavor to the fish.
Oh, I see. Cedar, so the smoke comes from the wood. I see.
And you can reuse them several times. They don't burn up. They get a little charred, but you can use them several times. It also, look at this. This is the best mustard I've ever had. It's called tin mustard from guess where? Where would the best mustard be from? Brooklyn.
France?
Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Of course.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said it wrong. Mustard. Where would the best mustard be from? This is ketchup. Sir Kensington Gourmet Scooping Ketchup. This is, by the way.
Oh, Sir Kensington's in Brooklyn, too.
Yep. You know it.
No,
it is, though. You're right.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, whole tomatoes, 50% less sugar, 45% less sodium, and the most delicious. It's not really, it shouldn't be called ketchup. It should be called a tomato dipping sauce or something
Absolutely.
Like that. A little bit of honey. You can never have too much honey. All of that is this month's bespoke post, but there's different ones every month, and there's even alternates if you want to get, if you like, you're not into barbecuing. But go to bespokepost.com/twit. Investigate. Get 20% off your first bespoke box. I am a huge fan, and I already got mine, so I'm going to leave this here. Oh, look at that. That one. Ooh, a little martini set. That is cool. That is cool.
Nice.
Some mixology there. It's kind of fun. Manly gifts. Although, I think many a woman would like them, too. Don't tell them if it's a woman, though, because they would hurt their feelings. They want to pretend it's just for men. It's not. Oh, I have the decanter. That's awesome. The Breathe Pack. I have the Shave 2-Pack. Love that. That decanter, I love that so much. I love
it. Nice decanter, yeah.
I love it. And it even comes with little beads for cleaning it and a little filter. Oh, it's so awesome. Anyway, bespokepost.com/twit. I could go on and on, but I shan't. Because, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for a letter to the Gizwiz.
Come the letters. I got the lovely letters. Here come the Gizwiz letters now. Here come the Giz. I said the Giz Whiz letters now.
Oh, yeah. You don't like that sandwich? I'll have that for you. Yes, it's time for a letter to the Giz Whiz. Dickie D.
And the letter is, and I'll tell you why this letter could not have come on a better show. It's from Jordan Gollup, Gollup. I have to share the attached pictures with you. I was at an event last night in New York City at the Hilton Midtown for the Susan G. Komen for the Cure. A friend of mine is a breast cancer survivor and is one of the top 125 fundraisers at the race in Central Park last year. So I went as her guest. I met their director of communications, and for a split second, I thought it was Leo. Take a look at the pictures, and you probably will see what I mean. Please send these on to Leo and the folks at Twit. And they, so Leo.
Does kind of look like me.
A double in those running shots with the parachute.
Getting lots of booze in the studio right now.
All us white-haired guys look the same. I need a lay though. If I had a lay, I might look like that. It does kind of. I think it looks a little bit like me.
I think in a running shot with a, you tie a parachute on his back and have him run across a field. You can just sit there and be safe and sound.
And that's it. He's my stunt double. Yeah.
Your stunt double. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your doppelganger. Anyway, Jordan, thank you all for sharing that with us.
Very good. Dick, what a fun show. I hope you survived it. I barely did, but I think I'm going to be able to waddle out of here intact. We do this show every Tuesday, about 3 p.m. We're supposed to start at 2, sometime between 2 and 3 p.m. Pacific. That's 5 to 6 p.m. East Coast time, about 2300 UTC on twit.tv. If you watch live, you get the joy of seeing me collapse. Maybe you missed that if you're watching the recording. I actually did collapse. I got resuscitated. A little defibrillation. I'm perfectly back to normal. And we just edit that out so we don't scare
people. Absolutely. it's an incentive to watch the live show.
That's right. You never know what you're going to see.
Yeah. We take out the flubs and things. And so
right.
This will just be a 12-minute podcast. But it's...
It's not like my pants fall off or anything.
No.
Anyway, please
That's
do join us.
That's available on a separate podcast.
twit.tv/gizwiz if you want to get previous episodes or get audio and video of this one. And, of course, you should subscribe. That way you'll get us automatically each and every week.
Yes. Mr. DiBartolo, what the heck is it?
Oh, gizwiz.biz. That's Dick's website.
Yep.
I think Jason Howell should recognize this. He's a proficient guitarist, and it's so obviously guitar picks.
Yeah, for one single string.
Yeah.
That notch only allows one really large string through.
Oh, it's not a guitar pick.
But, you know, I can't comment, but I mean, Jason, if you want to enter that as a as an entry, we will certainly consider it.
All right.
It's not a guitar pick. It's a plectrum. That's what that is, a plectrum.
Maybe it's something I made with a 3D printer.
It could have been.
Who knows?
Gizwiz.biz, that's the website. You get 12. There's 12 autographed copies of Mad Magazine to give away for the right answer, 24 for the wrong answer. So,
yes.
By all means, be wrong. Just be funny. Dick will reward humor. Thank you, Dickie D. We'll see you back here Saturday afternoon for the Giz Fizz and next Tuesday for the Giz Whiz.
I'll be here.
Bye-bye.
Bye.